Tomorrow morning, many Americans will have good reason to wake up early. Not only will there be a blue moon and a super moon, but North America will also witness its first total lunar eclipse in more than 2 years. Kelly Beatty is senior editor at Sky and Telescope. He joins us by Skype. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Jeremy.
And what do you call this? Do you call it a blood moon or a super moon or a blue moon? What?
Boy, you know, those are all pretty colorful terms. Blood moon is what we call a total lunar eclipse because when the moon is in the Earth's shadow, it doesn't go completely dark. There's a little bit of light leaking around the edge of the Earth through its atmosphere, and that tends to color the moon dark red or coppery, and that's where the blood moon aspect comes from. So as you mentioned, this is the first one of these we've had for like 2.5 years. We're going through withdrawal here, and being able to see the moon in totality is a good thing.
And by the way, a blue moon is just the second full moon of the month. It's not as impressive as a blood moon.
Well, that's right. It's a different phenomenon, right? And this full moon's in 1 month, the second one being called the blue moon, is actually a historical accident, believe it or not. Sky and Telescope wrote an article about this in 1946, and we misinterpreted what had been traditional sources like the Maine Farmer's Almanac. But it's, you know, two full moons in a month is what it is now, and we're sort of rolling with that.
And let's hit on the last part of it, which is it's a super moon, which means it's a full moon at the closest distance to the Earth. So it'll be pretty big in the sky.
It is super in that sense. It's the moon is closest to Earth, but you know what? It's not so super, really. When it gets close like this, it's 6% closer than average, and I'll challenge you or anybody to go out and actually see that there's a difference. I and other stargazers that go out and do this on a regular basis, boy, I have a hard time telling that the full moon is any closer than a normal one.
So when and where will the best view of this be?
This is going to be an event that's visible before dawn, and the farther out west you are, the better off you'll be. On the Pacific coast, for example, the middle of the eclipse, when the moon is deep in totality, happens at 5:30 a.m., and that's still well before the sun comes up and the moon sets in the west. On the east coast, and the farther east you get, it gets a little dicier, for example. We won't get to see any of totality because the moon will have set long before the eclipse is really getting underway. So the farther west you are, the better your chances of seeing the whole thing.
How rare is it for these three celestial events to all happen at the same time?
You know, this supermoon total eclipse is not that rare. The last one we had in 2015 was, in fact, when the moon was close to us, at what we call that perigee. And the next one that we'll see here in the U.S., which is about this time next year, will likewise be at perigee. The aspect that it's, you know, a second full moon of the month, that's a little rare. The last time that happened anywhere in the world was December of 1982. So, you know, every 35 years or so, we get one of these.
And what about the next solar eclipse, Kelly? When do we get another one of those?
Oh, aren't we all looking forward to that? Well, the next one anywhere in the world will be in 2019, July 2nd. It's a Tuesday, and that will be visible on land from Chile and Argentina in South America. I'm going to be down there, and a lot of people will be. The next one in the U.S. is 2024.
That's Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Kelly, thanks as always.
A pleasure, Jeremy.